Good morning. My name is Jennifer, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Credito's Real Third Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. Credito Real issued its quarterly report on Wednesday, October 22, 2014. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in Mexico City at 525-5228-9753. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference call do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties. Today, from Credito Real in Mexico City, we have Mr. Angelo Romanos, Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Lorena Cardenas, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jonathan Rangel, Investor Relations Officer. And now I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Romanos.
Operator, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us in our third quarter 2014 conference call. I can tell you, this has been a very interesting quarter at the company, and as our business plan keeps going forward, and our initiatives to build the most profitable non-traditional financial company in Mexico is delivering the planned results, we feel very motivated and proud of the end results we are delivering. Even in an environment where the Mexican economy has been stalling and having a tough time at the consumption level, Credito Real has been able to keep growing its loan book at a steady pace while maintaining asset quality in check. As I say in most of the forums where we are invited to see potential investors, Credito Real is a collection company and not a lending company. It is very easy to lend money, but very difficult to collect. And that's why all of our products are designed from the collection level all the way up to how to originate for that product. And this has proven the right thing to do when we look at our new product's behavior, which is in line with company standards. As I just said, Credito Real continues expanding its loan portfolio. This quarter, our loan book increased 46% year over year, while our non-performing loans remained at 1.9%, below our 2% target. Both indicators are outperforming the average of the financial sector in Mexico. Our loan book growth is well diversified across our five products, reaching double-digit growth in all of them. However, even a stronger growth was recorded in auto loans and small business loans. This quarter, we observed total origination growing at 50% year over year, reaching 2.4 billion pesos this quarter and 6.5 billion pesos year to date. This growth is mainly driven by auto loans, group loans, and small business loans, which represent today more than 50% of total origination. In the long run, our objective is that none of our five business lines represents more than 25% of origination. As a consequence of our diversification strategy, we have observed that our average loan portfolio yield is changing. We have observed a decrease in our yields explained by a larger participation of SMEs and used cars. Another effect impacting our yields is the new strategy adopted in group loans, which considers a profit-sharing agreement with our distributors. The group loan strategy has allowed our distributors to significantly increase their customer base, achieve a larger scale, and consistently generate profitable growth. It is important to remark that in spite of the changes in our yields, our average return on equity for 2014 remains at the 25% level, and our return on assets, which is a measure we follow very closely inside the company, remains above 7.5% on the first three quarters of the year. We also continue expanding the distribution network. During this quarter, our group loans partners added five new branches for a total of 107 branches. Drive and Cash, our used car loan business, extended its footprint to Mexico with 21 branches in 11 different states of the country. We plan to end the year with 40 branches at full operation capacity by the end of 2014. Our durable goods business established 3 new agreements with specialized retail chains. Also, our in-house brand of SMEs increased its sales force to reach new customers. Regarding the payroll business, we just announced the exercise of the option to acquire a 51% stake on Directoro Mexico, or Condinero, as is its commercial name, in which we previously owned a 49% stake. This merger is a strategic step to improving our long-term payroll profitability. By consolidating one of the main payroll distributors, we will obtain efficiencies and improve distribution costs. Once the merger takes place in November 2014, we will consolidate our 2014 financial statements with Condinero. In consequence, our P&L will show all the interest income and administrative and promotion expenses, increasing Crédito Real's net income. Finally, it is important to remark that our payroll loan portfolio will continue to expand by reaching new agreements with government agencies, as well as by identifying and exploiting new market opportunities. During this quarter, our capitalization ratio and debt-to-equity ratio show a more efficient use of capital. The capitalization ratio came down to 38% from 46%, and our debt-to-equity ratio increased to 2.3 times from 2 times reported in the same quarter last year. Regarding funding, our average cost of funds decreased to 7.7%, an improvement of 131 basis points year over year, as we continue to increase our funding capacity with bank credit lines and notes in Mexico. This quarter, our net income reached 282 million pesos, and year to date, it reached 879 million pesos, a year over year increase of 10% and 24% respectively. It is important to say that the third quarter of last year was an extremely good quarter where we recovered a lot of late payments from the payroll business, and that's an explanation for the 10% growth on this period. The 879 million pesos net income thus far achieved provides certainty that we will deliver our 2014 net income guidance of 16% to 18% net income growth. We are confident that by maintaining our portfolio expansion and keeping a diversified origination, we will deliver the expected results. Crédito Real always seeks for new business opportunities, including inorganic growth and market opportunities locally and abroad. Our business model and platform supports the loan portfolio expansion and diversification while keeping our focus on customers traditionally underserved by other financial institutions. We recently relaunched our investor relations website. We are including valuable additional information about our business model, investment fundamentals, and track record. We added new sections to include more information about our corporate governance practices, as well as social responsibility and sustainability practices. The site has a renewed image and an easier way to browse. We invite you to visit us at www.creal.mx. Lastly, it is my pleasure to inform that for the first time, Crédito Real was nominated in the Latin America Executive Team Rankings conducted by the Institutional Investor Magazine. Crédito Real was ranked in the financial non-bank sector across the following categories: Best CEO, Best CFO, Best Investor Relations, and Best IRO. With this, I thank you again, and I will turn now the call to Lorena Cárdenas, our CFO, for a closer look at third quarter 2014 results. Lorena?
Thank you, Angel. Good morning, and thank you for taking part in Crédito Real's quarterly conference call. As Angel mentioned, the quarter was characterized once again by solid growth in our loan portfolio as our business model continues to reach new customers among all loan products. Regarding the loan portfolio increased by 45.9% to reach a little bit more than 13,000 million pesos at the end of the third quarter 14. The loan book growth was driven by the expansion in all our products. However, we observed a stronger expansion in SMEs, used cars, and group loans, which accounted for more than 50% of total origination, both in the quarter and year-to-date. Allowances for loan losses, which now fully reflect the methodology changes required by the banking regulation, increased 138% year-over-year. In spite of the allowances increase, our non-performing loans reached 1.9% at the end of the quarter. 1.9% is slightly higher than the 1.7% from a year ago. During the quarter, the expenditure of provision for loan losses decreased 52.9%. Interest income. During the third quarter, we reached an interest income of 759 million pesos, an 8.8% increase when compared to the third quarter 2013. Accordingly, the year-to-date interest income increased 20.1% when compared to 2013. Financial margin. The financial margin increased 5% for a total of 540 million pesos, showing interest income growth and decreasing funding costs. Similarly, year-to-date financial margin rose 17.9% when compared to 2013. Net income. Net income increased 9.9% during the third quarter, reaching 282 million pesos, compared to 256 million pesos during third quarter 13. On a year-to-date basis, net income increased 23.9%, reaching a total of 879 million pesos. Regarding key indicators, cost of funds in the first three quarters of 2014 reached 7.7%, an improvement to the 9.1% recorded in the first 9 months of 2013. Looking forward, we expect cost of funds to remain in the range between 7.5% and 8%. Non-performing loans. The NPL ratio reached 1.9% at the end of the third quarter when compared to the 1.7% ratio as of the third quarter 13. Crédito Real has consistently achieved superior asset quality than the sector average. Our long-term objective is to keep our NPL ratio between 2% and 3% as we keep diversifying the loan portfolio. During the first 9 months of 2014, Crédito Real experienced a return on average assets of 7.1% and a return on average equity of 24.2%. Both levels show again Crédito Real profitability among the highest within the Mexican financial sector. Efficiency ratio. The year-to-date efficiency ratio reached 24.3%, compared to 26.6% in 2013, reflecting an increase in the financial margin while maintaining a lower growth in the administrative expenses. Our capitalization index highlights the fact that the new capital received, particularly from the IPO 2 years ago in October of 2012, continues to be used efficiently, as we have now reached 37.6% capitalization index compared to 46.4% registered at the end of third quarter 13. Before we open the call for questions, let me emphasize that Crédito Real consistently continues to deliver growth and profitability to our shareholders. We're confident to capture the existing market opportunities as we keep moving along. With this, I conclude my remarks. Now let me turn the call over to the operator. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. I'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll go first to Tito Labarta from Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good morning, Angela and Lorena. Thanks for the call. My question is kind of thinking about long-term profitability. If you look in the quarter, we saw, you know, continued pressure on net interest margin, you know, as you mentioned. Also, when we're looking at provisioning levels, they've come down quite a bit from the past. I mean, I know your coverage still looks pretty healthy. But do you think you'll be able to continue to provision around these levels, or how should we think about provisioning levels going forward, you know, particularly, you know, with the margin pressure we've seen? I'm just trying to get a sense of overall profitability with the margins declining, and just wondering if you'll be able to continue your provision at these levels. So if you can maybe give some more color on that. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, Tito. On a long-term basis, provisioning this year, I think the effect of the change in methodology on the reserves based on the Banking Commission regulation. So this year we'll probably be closer in our provisioning level, the expenditure in provisions compared to the portfolio closer to 2.5%. We were coming from a 4%. And I think during 2015, 2016, that should come back again to the 4% level.
Okay, great. So maybe then just on, if provisions do get to the 4% level, just kind of given the pressure we've seen on margin, you know, what type of profitability do you think you can get, or how can you remain in the mid-20% if margins, if they remain, let's say, around current levels, but your provisions go up quite a bit? What do you think then in terms of profitability?
No, we're confident our profitability will remain. We do expect as we move again into 2015 that our return on equities is going to be between the 25% to 30%. What you're seeing right now is really a shift in our product mix. Again, we've changed the process in our group lending, where we're now sharing net income. We're operating through our strategic alliances and partners. And with time, and again, as used car portfolio continues to grow, that profitability will continue. So we are also expecting to improve our cost of funds. You've seen that positive trend. So we should be able to continue to deliver the returns as we've been delivering the returns.
Yes, sorry, just to ask so many questions. But then do you think that the margins can improve from the level we saw this quarter, maybe once you finish feeling the effect of the changing mix and, you know, better funding costs, do you think your margins can then expand again?
The margins will improve, but also you'll also see some improvement in our participation in affiliates. So you'll see two effects that will bring back the higher returns.
I see. Okay, perfect. I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go next to Chris Delgado from J.P. Morgan.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for taking my question. My first question relates to the acquisition of Condineta. When it comes to that acquisition, are you guys thinking of rebranding it or changing the branding at all, or will you maintain the current brand?
No, we will remain with the same brand. We want to keep the three brands we have today, with the other two associates in which we own 49% stakes, and now the 100% stake in Condinero. A strategy in the future could be to put all three companies together, but always maintaining the commercial brands separately, as they all have a very good participation and a very good brand name in the market.
Okay, that's helpful. And then my second question relates to asset quality specifically. You did see some deterioration this quarter, about 40 basis points or so. I know it mainly looks like it came from the SME book, and just wanted to get a sense of what your thoughts are on asset quality for that book going forward. I know it's been pretty volatile looking back historically, but we don't really have a lot of sense of history for it, so that would be helpful as well.
Yes, our SMEs is growing very healthy, and we believe that the NPLs are healthy. This was a rare quarter, and the economy has been very tough for these companies. We are in a ramp-up phase on that line of business, and being on a ramp-up phase, we always experience a little bit more of NPLs than on our stable products. But I can tell you that by now, at the middle of October, the NPLs on SME already look better than at the close of the quarter. So it was maybe just an effect of the close of the quarter. We had a long weekend in Mexico, and that always during September for the holidays of September 15, and that always affects a lot for collection.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
And as a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. And we'll go next to Andres Adafried from Bempor Mas.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first would be, do you have any estimate of how much more the Vansefi program could prepay loans? In this quarter, it was about $36 million. Do you have any estimate for the near future?
We have experienced prepayment of loans of around 55 to 60 million pesos throughout the year on the Vansefi program. And this out of 9,000 million that we have on portfolio in payrolls is less than 0.1% of the portfolio. We really don't expect it to keep growing. On the contrary, we expect it to start coming down and for the effect of the Vansefi program to start to vanish little by little.
Thank you. And could you tell us more about the advantages of the Condinero acquisition?
Sure. Acquiring Condinero has a lot of efficiencies for us. On the one side, we will consolidate all of the interest income, which we now only have 49%. We will have the operating control of the whole company, which is something that is a step forward to the future of the payroll business inside Crédito Real in the next 4 to 5 years. And we can start establishing best practices that we carry on in Crédito Real in that company, which will bring out to more efficiencies. So we believe we can make this company more profitable than it is today in our hands than in third people's hands.
Thank you. And for last, can you give us more detail about this SME segment, especially regarding the NPL ratio? Because you have told us that it's going to be one of the most important segments of the company in the future, and we're seeing it the NPL ratio to grow, and it represents the biggest ratio of the company. So what's happening in that segment, and can you give us more color about that?
It's a new product for us. Well, not new. We've been there for 2.5 years now. And we have been trying a lot of things. We have been accessing the market in different ways. We believe today we have a proven model that is being profitable for us. NPLs are higher than our target, and this is part of the ramp-up program and of the trial and error things we have been doing in the company. We believe that our product is very well structured, is very well thought about, and is thought about from a collection point of view. But when you start out a product and you really want to see how to massify it and to make it on a big scale, on a nationwide basis, you will fail into trouble in a couple of loans. And that's what we're seeing now, but it's nothing we're worried about. We believe the portfolio is completely under control, and you start seeing those NPLs come down as the portfolio grows. And as we start with the strategy we have chosen to follow on this business.
Okay, thank you very much. And are there some news regarding the bank license?
We are still in the process of it, and as we've said before, we believe we'll have a bank by the second half of next year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go next to Ernesto Gabilondo from BBVA Bank.
Hi, good morning, Angel and Lorena, and thanks for taking my call. Can you elaborate on a range of expected synergies from Condinero's merger? What we should expect regarding your ROE? We should have a higher net profit growth, but how much are you going to consolidate from Condinero's equity into Crédito Real balance sheet? Thank you.
Hello, Ernesto. We will consolidate now the whole operation of Condinero. Condinero, after interest income that it received and expenses throughout the year, will make up about between 110 and 130 million pesos net income. We were planning on having 60 million from Condinero on the year, so at the end of the day we'll have about 120 million of net income from Condinero this year, and that will add up to Crédito Real's numbers around 60 million to which we have guided. So now our guidance, instead of being 1.16 to 1.18 billion, it will be 1.23 billion. That's our new estimate for the year. And the next year should prove to be more than this. This was a tough year for our distributors. With all the noise of the Bansefi program and everything at the beginning of the year, origination was lower than what we had anticipated. It's picking up in the second half of the year. We saw a very nice pickup in this quarter, and we expect a nice pickup by the end of the year. And we also made a lot of efforts with the new provision in reforms that came into place to make all of our distributors also comply with them, so they would be exactly the same as we were. And that's another thing that has made them less profitable for that year. We have built up more reserves down in the distributor level. But we expect this to reverse in the next quarters, especially next year. So the effect of Combinero being consolidated in Crédito Real should be very good at the bottom line in Crédito Real.
Thank you very much. In terms of Combinero,
as an ROE basis, we should see an improvement in ROE as it brings us more income with no more equity to use.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll go next to Carlos Galdi from Signum Research.
Hello, good morning. I only have one question. It's about your loan portfolio. Why is it increasing at nearly 50% year over year? Why did the interest income advance was at the advance was very low? It's because a different mix in your loan portfolio, which is the reason?
One is the mix, but the most important thing is our business model. When we originate portfolio, we start seeing the interest income of that portfolio coming in the next months. We don't see the growth immediately. So all this portfolio growth we've shown in the year will start showing up on the bottom line in the next quarters. And that's how our business model works, no? Starting with, for example, payroll business, we originate the loans and we don't receive the first payment until 3 months after. And that's how the model works. So we're always behind in income recognition as in portfolio growth.
Okay. What the last word, the increase in your loan portfolio was a double digit also. So I don't understand very well. Your explanation, I don't understand why, if the last quarter the increase of the loan portfolio was a double digit, why the interest income was very low, the advance.
The interest income comes behind the loan portfolio growth, and you also have the other thing that you mentioned, the portfolio mix, where yields are coming down, not our ROA, not our return on assets, which is a main ratio we like to look at. But on portfolio growth, you'll see interest income coming in behind the portfolio growth. And it's also a mixture of products. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, okay. Thank you a lot.
As a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Romanos.
I think there is another question, Jennifer.
And we'll go to Alfred Thurbid from Index Incorporation.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone. Regarding the banking license that you mentioned and that you foresee that in the second half of next year, could you develop a little more on the steps that you are taking regarding having that banking license and how important for your future strategy is that banking license and getting in the second half of next year? And also, in terms of the investment securities that you have in your balance sheet, you mentioned in the report that part of the reason of the ROA having a little a reduction this quarter is because of that. Could you develop a little more how fast are you looking at using that that amount of money or that money in the future in future investments or acquisitions, please?
Yes, good morning. Regarding banking license, the interest that Crédito Real has and the strategy to look forward into a banking license is to really increase our funding capacity and improve our cost of funding. On an overall, the strategy of Crédito Real really is to serve and offer credit to markets that have a low penetration. We have done this to our five products. We really are offering financing SMEs, financing used cars in markets where there is very few offering. So we want to continue offering the credit the same way, and we look forward into having a banking license really to strengthen Crédito Real's capacity to grow the portfolio in the future and to access more diversified and ample sources of funding. So it's really from a funding standpoint that, that is our interest to having the banking license and to ensure further growth in the company. Now, the process in itself, where we're at is in filing the application with the banking authority, then the banking authority needs to approve that, and that is our expectation to have that license by the second half of 2015. Now, the investment in securities, as you have seen, we have had a higher balance in investment in securities since the second quarter of the year. We've been doing certain investments in the year to grow our portfolio, to grow our distribution network, and we want to continue to have that higher cash balance in our balance sheet to make sure we're ready for those investments. There's no particular time frame or a ratio that we have to achieve. So, so far, this 2014, again, as the company is now becoming and stepping into new markets and different funding and different also opportunities of investment and growth, we're holding this type of balance in our balance sheet, and we think it's a very healthy process for us, and that has also fostered us growth and the profitability levels that we expect.
Thank you. One more question regarding the funding and the banking license. Do you have any expected reduction in how do you calculate that the banking license could improve your availability to have more source of funding, and how do you expect that will reduce your cost of funding in the future? Do you have any barrier or any specific measure that you're looking for regarding the strategy of having the banking license?
We believe our funding costs should come down for several reasons. We would have a strategy to get deposits from the very high end of the population, the population that doesn't go to a bank branch. We would do this on an internet basis. This is a model that has been working in Mexico for a long time, and I can name at least 6 or 7 banks that get deposits this way without banking branches today in Mexico, and they have a very good amount of deposits. So this would be one strategy for Crédito Real. I'm sure we will also get a better rating from rating agencies, being a bank than being a SOFOM, which should support lower interest rates from credit lines from banks or from notes put in the market both nationally and internationally. So those are the main reasons that that should make your funding capacity more efficient in the near future.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. For closing remarks, I'll turn the call back over to Jonathan Rangel.
Thank you. We would like to make a reminder that we are having on November 13th, that is in 2-3 weeks, the Crédito Real Day. Among other topics, we are going to present our new 5-year guidance, our plan for the loan portfolio growth. We will describe some strategies and perspectives for our 5 products, and we will include the top management, including our CEO, CFO, our commercial officers as well. So we will send more information in short by our email distribution list. Finally, in case you have further questions or comments, please contact the IR department. Thank you for your time.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation.